Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Lash, lash, lash. And then when you're out with all the rugby boys, you get them to join in, and it goes like lash, lash, lash. And by that time, everyone in the bar is absolutely loving it, and they go lash, 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 and it's just such good chat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Rugbiz Podcast. My name is Freddie Claude. As you join us once more on these crazy, mysteriously uncertain times, we're here on this sunny afternoon to brighten up your day and your week ahead. As always, I'm joined by Mr. Archie Cousins. However, today, sadly, due to the lockdown, he's not here with me in person. But fear not, for he's only a rugby pass away on the other side of Clapham Common. How are you doing, Mr. Archie Cousins, sir?
Fred, I'm online.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, this is my new life. I'm basically online 24/7, having meetings after meetings after meetings, and I'm absolutely loving it. Yeah. One thing I realized during this whole, you know, pandemic is that the internet is just like one big fucking net. It's brilliant.
Yeah, that's true.
And I hope you're appreciating this black and white filter I've got going on, because I've had some fantastic feedback from all my clients.
Saying
how much they're enjoying it.
I was going to say, you know, you're a good-looking chap in real life, but Jesus Christ, mate, you look really good online. Like, is that just black and white, or is there a bit of sepia in there as well?
No, it's honestly just black and white, but due to the fact that I'm not going on tubes, or I'm not in the hustle and bustle of the city, you know, my skin has just reaped the benefits, and that's why it may look like I've got a bit of sepia in there, but it's not. It's just black and white, and my skin is glistening.
That is just incredible. So are you living by yourself?
Some of my new photos on Tinder,
yeah.
You should check them out. They're amazing. Some of the selfies I've taken, I look at least 5 years younger.
Wow, that is amazing. So, Archie, are you living by yourself during this period? Are you still with Blazers? Are you back with the family? How are you surviving?
Unfortunately, 2 days ago, Blazers developed a bit of a cough, and we both felt it was best that for AC Limited's benefit, mm-hmm. that he move out.
Right.
Now, the good news is I'm okay, guys. I'm fine. I haven't felt better, to be honest. But the bad news is Blazers has moved in with his ex-girlfriend, and I really fear that during this whole lockdown, he could get engaged. And we will lose a good man.
So last week, Archie, you were a bit negative about the whole implosion and the upcoming pandemic and the lockdown and everything. Are you a bit more positive this week as the sun starts to show its face?
Fred, I'm a completely different person this week. Okay, last week, I naturally, I was going to be scared.
Mm-hmm.
The coronavirus had taken two very important things away from me, which was the Ned and Infernos. And of course, I was going to act irrational.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, having taken stock, I've adapted, and that's what a world-class fly half does. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I've just adapted. I realized that, you know, if this was a rugger match and my kicking game wasn't working, then I would go to my passing game.
Of course.
And if my passing game wasn't working, then I'd go to my running game. Yeah. I mean, that's a difficult analogy because I'm very good at all three and I normally mix up anyway. But hopefully you get the picture. I'm feeling great. I really am. I'm reaping the benefits.
So Archie, last week you were talking about how you're stockpiling several items, you know, so some weird ones. I mean, I think a lot of people weren't sort of stockpiling things you were. But this week it seems to get worse. You know, if you read the news every day, it seems that we've got massive supply chain issues. You know, there are huge queues outside the shops. Have you struggled to get hold of, you know, certain items this week?
Yeah, of course. I'm like everyone else. You know, everyone is in survival mode, including myself. You know, I'm in survival mode in pandemics and when I'm on the rugby field. Okay. So I know how it feels. This feeling is natural to me. I feel this survival mode every weekend, Fred.
Right.
And I get it. People want to get their food in. I mean, I had a really good friend of mine called Podge, who I CrossFit with regularly. Really good guy. I actually went to Radley and his insurance. He bought a house about a year ago, just off St. John's Hill.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, and he bought it for like 850, and I think now it's worth $1 million.
Whoa.
But anyway, he called me this week and said, hey, oh, do you know, I can't find any chicken anywhere. And I was like, well, no shit, Podge. We live in Clapham. There are more rigs per square mile than anywhere else in London. Of course, there's not going to be any meat or protein.
Of course.
I mean, you're not going to find your chicken. You're not going to find your steak, your rabbit, your pheasant, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, but unless you get up early, and that's what I've been doing. But if, you know, for whatever case, I don't get that protein fix, then I'll have to go to tofu. I mean, I don't want to go to tofu, Freddie,
No. Because
people who eat tofu generally support labor. But if I have to, I have to. I'm in survival mode. And I'm, you know what? I'm loving it. It's good to feel alive.
You know, it's a very good point. But Archie, you know, talking about supply chain issues, the ones who are most affected by the supply chain seem to be the elderly, who are the most at risk by the illness.
Yeah.
Are you giving back to the community in some way? Do you have some elderly relatives who you're looking out for? You know, you're obviously working full time, but are you doing your bit outside work to give back?
Yeah, well, I mean, one thing I've done is I have put out an advert to all the elderly people in Clapham, just saying to them, look, if you have any gym equipment in your houses that you want to get rid of during this period, please let me know and I'll take it off your hands. Obviously, I'm not going to go to the house because God knows what they've got. But I'll, you know, say to them, please leave it outside my house. I'll dettol it and bring it in. But I'm looking for gym equipment now. I'm sort of building a home gym in my back garden. Right. So I guess I'm doing my bit in that very small way.
Well, that wasn't really what I was getting at, because it just seems like you're profiting from the elderly and the ill there. I was thinking more of, are you doing anything outside work, or, you know, doing something for yourself?
Well, which is giving Freddie, back to the community? Freddie, I'm doing work. I'm keeping the economy afloat.
Yeah.
I think I'm doing my bit.
No, I get that. But surely there are people out there you see who are massively impacted by losing their jobs, by getting ill, by, you know, the self-employed. I mean, they're 5 million, and then they're not going to get paid for a couple of months. You're not doing anything to help out?
Yeah. I mean, look, one thing I did see this week that really did upset me and really, you know, touched me is, you know, I obviously saw the devastating news that Harlequins Rugby Club had to take a 20, you know, the players, they had to take a 20% pay cut. I just can't even imagine taking a 20% pay cut. I mean, that would be at least a ski and golf holiday out the window. Yeah. So I don't know, you know, where their head's at. It must be absolutely awful. And actually, you know, I'm sure Kersey or Jack Clifford, aka Jackman or Cliffy, is listening to this. And guys, look, if you need to borrow money, please feel free to get in contact. I'm more than happy to lend you some cash for a pretty competitive interest rate.
Hey there, guys. My name Dr. Ozo. You may remember me from my other world-selling products, Chassis Stripper and Zero Calorie Water. Well, today I reply to the British demand for something to help the naughty, naughty boys in the bedroom. Apparently, the British boys like to get on the beers and drink pint after pint every day long. So if you're drinking beer and whiskey, then how do you get frisky? That is why I invented my new product, Whiskey Dick. I give you the ability to buy anything from a 6 to an 11 inch prosthetic penis. All you do is slip it on your roger when you get into bed, tie it around your waist, and your lady will be able to pleasure herself all night while you get some good zets. Very good idea. Great pleasure for you and for her. Get lushed, get trashed, but still get bashed. My new product from Dr. Ozo. Don't listen to the Americans. I can be trusted.
So Archie, now's the time of the podcast when we traditionally look at the sports, the dating, the business news. But seeing as there hasn't really been much going on over the last week or so, you know, you...
Not in the news, Fred. In my business world, there's been a lot going on. But
yeah,
there wouldn't really be any point me discussing business or my business on the pod with you and the listeners, because I think it would go over your head. It's very, very highbrow stuff.
But also in this moment of global pandemic and people losing money in their jobs, it's not the right time for you to be boasting about how much money you're making again. But you did come up with a
I don't think I'll feel this recession, put it that way.
But, you know, you did come up with a good idea, which was, you know, as I said, you know, this is our last episode of the series. And you sent me an email this morning with just like 10 bullet points of, are they prizes or something? What are these?
But you probably don't understand because you don't play rugby, but at the end of every rugby season, you have end of season awards.
Right.
And as it's the end of our first season, we're going to have to do some end of season awards.
Okay. So should I just read these out and then find the winner?
Yeah, you
okay.
read them out, yeah.
All right, cool. So the first one, and it's there's a sort of like a gold star next to it, which I'm guessing means this is like the main prize of the season, is player of the season. And then below that is the second most important, which has a silver star, and that's player of the season. So we'll do them separately. So start off with...
No, I don't need to do it separately because I've actually won both those. I feel that my performance throughout this whole podcast season has been outstanding. I've gone from strength to strength, on and off the field, and my chat has just been unbelievable.
Right.
And it was just the easy option was just to give me both awards. We do that at the rugby club anyway, where I play Clapham Falcons. I normally win both awards anyway, because most people will agree that I am sort of the best player on the field. It was close. I did consider yourself, Freddie.
Right. Okay.
But at the end of the day, I think everyone really does appreciate that. You know, it's my chat that drives this podcast. So I'm just giving myself the award.
So put Archie down for both awards.
Yeah, and it was at this point I'd just like to take a moment and thank all the listeners. Do I want to thank them? I don't know. I guess they would probably want to thank me, if anything, because I've given them quite a lot. Right. I rarely get anything back from them.
Okay. Well, I put you down for both awards, so congratulations, mate. Well done. Is that like eighth year running then for you? Or?
Yeah, I can't remember a season I played at Clapham Falcons where I didn't win both awards,
okay.
to be honest.
Well, congratulations again.
It's normally done by a vote at Clapham Falcons. Yeah. So everyone writes in their request to me and then I'll give the answer out.
Okay. Well congratulations, sir. The next award we got is best chat. It just says best chat. Award.
Yeah, and there was some close contenders because, you know, we could have gone with Barks or Popey or Preecy or Kersey or Jackman. Cliffy, you know, or Jack and Cliffy, the same person, Jack Clifford, but everyone knows that his name's Jackman now. Or could have gone with Flats, couldn't we? Or Maisie. It was a difficult decision.
You just said all of our guests.
I mean, that's the kind of caliber of guests we've had. Everyone's had pretty good chat.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I went with my gut, which was Tom May, Maisie.
Right, okay.
Just such good banter. And the fact that he looks like Philip Schofield on steroids, he just deserves it for that.
Right, okay. Well, congratulations, Maisie, mate. Best chat. That
trophy, yeah, well done, Maisie.
Trophy will be coming your way shortly, I'm sure. And then next up we have, once again, it's just two words, best rig.
Yeah, again, really interesting category. A lot of people were considered for it. Maisie was potentially put in there at the start. It was going to go to Ollie Barkley, but then I realised he's actually not playing anymore. So I've actually won that award.
But this is best rig. This is ridiculous, mate. You won three.
There wasn't really anyone else we could give it to. And I generally do feel, having looked at everyone's Instagram page that's been on the show, I've got the best rig.
Right. Okay. Well, hopefully some other people can win some trophies. Otherwise, it's going to get a bit boring. Next up, actually, well, hopefully you win this one, mate. Next one is Dick of the Day.
Oh yeah, classic. I absolutely love this award. We do it every Saturday night at the rugby club. It had to go to Blazers.
Blazers? Why? How come?
Yeah, well, just for because the fact that he's thinking about getting back with his girlfriend. So I just thought that.
Mate, you chucked him out of the house.
Fred, just put him down for Dick of the Day. Blazers won Dick of the Day.
All right. Okay, fine. Poor guy. Next up, we have best lid of the season, sir. Who's that going to? Hopefully not.
Oh,
yet.
Yeah. Strong category. And again, I was a real hot contender. And when the judging panel were going through it, it was a difficult decision.
Right.
We have given it to Kersey because it's a great lid. I've got to give it to him.
Okay.
Short on the sides, long on the top, and it's slick and it suits him. So yeah, Well done, Kersey, on winning best led.
Congratulations, Danny. Next up, we have best foreign or overseas player.
Yeah, so that was wasn't a really hard decision. We only had one overseas player, and that was Reece Priestland.
Right, okay.
Preecey. I thought he did really well considering English it wasn't his first language, evidently.
Yeah. Well, no, he was great to have on.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Good on him. Really, really good guy. And I think living in Bath will, his English will get better. But we'll get him back on the pod. And I think we'll see a different kind of guy.
Well, that's wonderful. Looking forward to that season two. Anyway, next up we have another award coming towards the end of the list, but still a couple more to come. Best business partner.
Oh, best business partner. Okay, yeah, really strong category this year. It came down basically to two people, Jack Clifford, aka Jackman Cliffy. And thought he was going to take the award. We've been in conversations about a few potential investments together, but he has yet to put his hand in his pocket. So haven't seen his commitment to the cause.
Sure.
So in that case, it went to David Flatman, the guest last week.
Yeah. Thanks.
Again, he was he was close to winning best banter, but he's taken away the best business partner, which is a great award for him. And me and him are really looking at a few plots in West London to do some resi property.
Wow.
Hopefully a bit of a moneymaker.
How exciting.
Well,
congratulations to Flats. We're kind of harsh on Jackman, especially when he's taking 20% pay cut to get two bits of bad news in a day.
That's harsh. I can't imagine anyone be seeing any money from him after the 20% pay cut.
Well, next up we have...
They have to use those coupons. He'll have to use those coupons he's got.
So next up we've got... Oh, no, actually, mate, I don't want to read that. So let's move on to
What is it? What's the next award?
What do you think it is, mate? You've written best sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, read it out. Yeah.
Mate, I'm not...
Everyone will love it. Put it, read it out. Who won it, Fred?
Mate,
you can announce it.
Everyone knows we're going with this. It's not
just
funny at all, mate.
Read it out.
Well, best sponsor... You've written Jack... obviously Jack...
Yeah. Wells. Chat Wells, get your guitar, mate.
No, mate, I'm not getting... Mate, come on.
Get your guitar. Hi, it's the magician here. I hope you're well. I just want to thank all the hardworking people at Jack Wells for their continued support of the Rig Biz podcast. Your £50 voucher was very much appreciated. Obviously, we're probably thinking more £50k than £50 for season two, but we just want to thank you for your continued support.
Mate, why was I playing guitar on that? That wasn't even an advert.
Well, I mean, Fred, they'll still make money from that.
Oh, okay.
People will go online and buy stuff. We're keeping them afloat in this period.
I know, it's just embarrassing that we always do. Anyway. Is this last award right? I mean, this is ridiculous as well. You've just written best mate.
Yeah, no, you always have a best mate category.
Really?
Yeah. And, it was a tough one to call because obviously I had Blazers, who I used to live with, who's now probably married. So he's not my best mate. Then obviously Buzzy B, Hugo Buzzbridge, who I went backpacking my Gap with, but still haven't managed to get in contact with him. So there's only really one person, and he really is my best mate. It's obviously Benders.
It's funny you say that because we've actually got Benders on the line right now.
Oh, I can't believe it. Is that Benders? Are you there?
I'm here. Yeah.
Mate, you're online.
I know you're lucky you've got such a good co-presenter in Freddie. Otherwise,
thank you, Benders.
Yeah, I wouldn't be here at the moment. But you've been hounding me for so long. I thought I'd better come on to the last part of the series.
Mate, I just can't believe that. My one of my longest ever friends come to join us on the season finale. Ah, Benders, it's just great to have you on here.
So, is it true that we actually did go to school together?
Yeah, David. Yeah, of course you did. We were at school for 10 years together.
So, do you still keep in touch with a few of the guys? I mean, do you keep in touch with like Paddy and Jules and Daniel?
All of those lads. Yeah, top boys. Yeah, keep in contact with all of them. Yeah, big time.
Yeah, really, it's funny, actually, because I was in London last month, mate, and your name came up.
Where were you in London?
I was in London last month, but...
Should have told me.
It was only for a weekend after the Quins game, and we played Quins about a couple of months ago. Anyway.
Yeah. Your name came up.
Your name came up, and they said I hadn't seen you since school. So I was wondering if you had actually seen them or not.
No. Yeah. Well, it depends what you mean. Like stay in contact. I'm linked in with all those guys, and follow a few of them on Instagram. So I mean,
the social media.
Yes. Yes, but basically the way like we keep in contact, isn't it, through Instagram? Because you're I'm in London.
Day keeping in contact.
Yeah, so it's just so good because I remember the days when you used to go out with Katie Smith, and I used to always see. I just always remember she was the hottest one at school, and you were going out. I'm guessing you're not still in contact with Katie Smith.
No, I haven't seen Katie since school actually. But now that you bring her name back up, then yeah, I do remember.
Benders,
yeah, great gal.
Benders, can I just have a quick question? Last week on the podcast, Archie was saying that he taught you a lot, not just on the pitch but also off the pitch. And I was wondering if you could, go back and you sort of research and recollect your memory to tell us what Archie was like at school and, you know, what he did teach you on and off. Because I'm guessing he said at points he actually kept you out the team.
That's not exactly how I see it. He might have kept me out of the team when I was away playing for England under 18s. That's probably when I think I remember Archie getting his shot. But it was I remember this one time actually when the first 15 had actually finished early, and so we went across to give a bit of support to the team playing on the pitch next to us, and actually it turned out to be the D team. And I had to ask a few of the boys, but anyway, it was Archie actually playing at fly half for the D's. And to be fair to him, he did slot a pretty incredible drop goal.
Benders, that was actually an interesting story because I'd just come back from quite a serious injury. I had been away with my family in Greece and gone cliff diving, and on that on the last cliff dive of the holiday, I belly flopped into the sea and actually hurt one of my ribs. So I basically, when I got back to school and I missed a lot of the pre-sea for the first 15, which obviously I know you were involved in, but just to get some game time under my belt, Benders, I spoke to Ashley House, Mr. House, who was the coach of the D's and C's. And he just thought it'd be good for me just to come in and help the guys there. There's a couple of Turkish guys.
The coach of the B's and the C's told you to have a run out for the D's.
Yeah. Because there's a couple of Turkish guys there. One guy who he was actually he had a lot of talent. A guy called Soltuk. Very strong prop forward. But what they did at the time is a fly half who could bring people into the game. So I just played that game just to get some match fitness, and I was back in the first we played a few times together. I just always remember, I mean, one word to some me and you playing, you probably don't remember, I would just say delicious.
Interesting word to use. I wouldn't have remembered it quite exactly the same as you, but
Benders, we had Barkley on the podcast a couple of episodes back, and he was telling us that you and him had a great night out for the 2007 World Cup final. A lot of people didn't really get on it, but apparently you and him went big, you know, you went large and really got on the lash. Can you just tell us your memories of that night?
Yeah, it was interesting because I obviously didn't make the World Cup squad, having missed a tackle on Chabal in the World Cup warm-up games against France. And that was the last time I ever played for England. But I think it was Josh Lucy got injured. With about 10 days to go before the final of the World Cup. And they called me up. So yeah, I got to Paris, and obviously I'd done the pre World Cup training with all the teams. So I knew the boys quite well, and obviously I was at Bath with Bark. So what he didn't tell you actually was that me and him happened to miss the meeting that the team had before the World Cup final, because we were stuck in Paris and couldn't get in taxis back to the hotel after we had done a bit of a session with a few mates that had come over from England. So it was a very, very interesting 10 days, which didn't involve any rugby at all for me, because they told me I wasn't going to play at all. But yeah, I managed to pick up the World Cup losers medal and have a few good nights out in Paris.
Did you get a medal?
Fred, I
did.
Wow. Yeah, Fred, it's interesting because I remember very clearly when Bendy got selected for that World Cup final squad. And it was a really big moment, not just for him, but for me, for us, really. And Bendy's actually, funny enough, because I actually came out to Paris to watch it, because I have the odd, you know, a chance that you could play. But I obviously, English numbers didn't work over there, because I tried to call you and text you quite a lot. And you never came back to me, because I think you would have enjoyed it if I'd been with you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, mate, to be honest with you, there were so many of my mates that had made the trip across, you know, from England for that last week before the final, that, yeah, to be honest with you, I wasn't really on my phone much. I was more just sort of out celebrating. So, yeah, sorry about that, mate. I mean, I'm sure it would have been a pretty good night out.
Just imagine me and you.
To your pod.
Yeah.
To your pod, and like you're the man around Clapham.
Yeah, put it bluntly, I am. Yeah, I am. Because I think you'd enjoy living in Clapham if you have got a fairly good nick, which you are probably not the kind of nick you used to be in, and you got some fairly good chat, which you. Obviously, when we went to school together, you've obviously got a good chat, and you like rugby, then yeah, you'll get on well. You'll get in swimmingly in Clapham. I'm guessing that could be a place, mate, to come after, you know, obviously there was rumours that you were going to come and join the Clapham Falcons. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I saw that.
That fell through.
Yeah,
Sky. Is that not happening, Benders?
I can probably confirm to the pod listeners that unless it's on an invitational coaching role, I'm afraid I can't bring myself to come down to. I mean, what league are Clapham Falcons in again? I forgot. Federal Club. 4.
Div 5 South.
Well, Div 5 South. It's a great league. It's a great, but you'd enjoy it, mate. There's a lot of space to be had there. There's a lot of gaps.
What are you paying the players these days?
I mean, to be fair, Benders, a lot of the guys who play for the Clapham Falcons are doing extraordinarily well in the city. So we don't really do it for the pay. We do it for the passion. But, you know, my dad is the chairman. And, like, you know, I'm pretty sure we can be competitive on salary if that's, you know, that's what you need to get the deal over the line.
It's funny you actually mentioned the city, because I'm quite surprised you managed to do quite well in the city, considering you know, you only got one U at A level, from what the lads have been telling me, and that was in drama.
Yeah, no, that's
quit all your other A levels.
Yeah, well, thing was, Nick, I was, you know,
What sort of companies are hiring people with one U at drama at A level?
Well, it's a really, really interesting question. Mate, the thing was, at school, I was concentrating on ruggers. That's my main focus. But once I left, I realised that actually there's more money to be made in the city. So I actually spoke. I don't know if you remember, there was a guy at school called George Panton. Well, George Panton's father's best friend, he owned a quite successful business in the city. And I went there for work experience. And then, luckily, my father managed to take him out for lunch, and we negotiated a deal. And I started there 10 years ago. And to be honest, a lot of the guys in the city, Nick, won't have good educations. It's more about the chat and the connections.
I know what you mean. I've been thinking myself about potentially making a move into the city, and
You
yeah,
do great.
Well, Benders, Flats was saying last week that, you know, you've started to dip your toe into the business world. And actually, you know, I know we're joking here, but you apparently have been taking massive inspiration from Archie's, you know, AAA, BBB, CCC, and like his, you know, do's and don'ts.
Yeah, the AAA, BBB, CCC. Yeah, that tickled me quite a lot, that one.
It's not nothing to be tickled about. It could benefit you, Nick. You know, if you want to come in, I've offered it to Jackman. I don't know if you know Jackman, it's Jack Clifford, Cliffy.
I don't actually, but I've met him a few times and I'm supposed to be going on Dave Ward's stag do with him. So I'm looking forward to that.
When's that? I'm probably around for that stag do. When's that?
Hey.
Yeah, where is it?
Well, it's probably actually going to be cancelled now you mention it. It's because obviously COVID-19 is taking over the world.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be in Prague at the end of May.
Keep me posted because I could come out and, because imagine me, you and Cliffy on the old piss. Jesus Christ, watch out the internet. Before you go, obviously, just a few questions. I guess, you know, a few of the rugby boys would love to know. But, you know, during your playing career, who have you played with that would you say has got, like, the best banter?
The best banter?
Yeah.
Well, you actually had him on the podcast last week. But, you know, Flats, David Flatman, when I was playing at Bath with him, he had the whole team in stitches all the time. The loosest definitely would have to be Zach Guilford. I played the first 2 years here in Claremont with him, and he's an extraordinary character. I've come across some pretty good characters throughout my career, and some fond memories. Definitely hold them dear.
You know, as we're mates and we're pretty close mates. When I get married at Benders, you're up there. You could potentially be best man. It'll be between you, Blazers, and Hugo Busbridge. But
Hugo.
I had my gap year then. Great lad. I haven't really spoken to him since the gap year, but really good guy, Buzzy B.
Is he still into computer coding?
He's seriously good on the lash. You forget. You probably didn't know him as well as I did. Yeah, mate. He liked computers.
Maybe he's changed since we left school as well.
No, he was like my best mate at school. I think we were actually, I don't know, me and Buzzy Bill, mate. No, me and Buzzy Bill were quite, we were in the cool crowd.
I
don't think so. I don't think he was in the school band. Jig. I was in Jig. Really cool, actually.
Okay.
But mate, a lot of birds love a musician. I was sort of played tambourine.
Benders, sorry, just before you go, can I ask quickly, are we quite big in France? You know, obviously we're big in England, but do you know any other fellow professionals in France who are, you know, listeners of the Rugbiz?
Actually, a friend of mine, Jake McIntyre, he's a fly half. He's an Aussie. He's got a mate who plays for Argen, a second rower, and he's also an Aussie. And he was saying that there's a massive cult following of the Rig Biz podcast back in Australia, which I'm not even sure you know about.
It doesn't surprise me, Benders.
In the spin-off from Don't Drop the Egg with Blazers as well, there's a lot of Aussies out there who absolutely love it.
Yeah, cheers,
that's
Benders.
Incredible.
I mean, I guess, you know, with you going into retirement, you'll be keen to sort of come on here in a more, a more sort of regular capacity and sort of, you know, talk ruggers, have chat.
Mate, if you guys are willing to have me, I'd love to be there.
Yeah.
Well, mate, we'd love you to be.
It'll be, you obviously, you can play, you have to play inside centre because you're 15, you're too far away on the podcast. You'll be right next to me. Me at 10,
really?
You at 12. Probably if we had all the guests on the podcast, the back line, we've got quite a formidable back line. Obviously, a few people would have to play out of position, but we'd probably stick Preecy at 9, me at 10, Barks, no, actually you at 12, because I need you right next to me, best mates next to each other, and then Barks at 13, then Flats would probably have to be on the wing, but he'd be like a crash ball, put Jack Clifford on the other wing, crash ball. And then who have you got at fullback? Popey. Popey's quite Popey. Nippy. Well, yeah, Popey.
Where's Danny Kerr playing?
Oh, Kersey. Sheesh. All right, we'll have to drop Jackman just because he's tight. It doesn't pay his way. Jackman's on the bench. So Kersey starts at nine and Preecey on the wing. Preecey will be Preecey at 15 and Pope on the wing. That's a great backline.
You've managed to push some pretty amazing players out of position there, and considering you're keeping yourself at 10, you've got Priestley and Barkley.
Yeah, but the thing is that you don't remember, but if you play around me, mate, it'll be try time all day.
All right, I'll take that advice on board. Cheers, Archie.
Well, no, Benders, I love you, mate.
Benders, thank you so, so much for coming on. Stay safe over in France. We know it's as crazy over there as it is here. I'm guessing you're still over there right now, are you?
I am, yeah.
Well, mate, stay safe.
I'm on lockdown.
And thank you so much for coming on.
I'm just linking in with Katie Smith now, so I'll send her your best.
Oh, thanks. Do yeah.
And we're looking forward to having you on as our full-time rugby analyst from Series 2 onwards if you can't get a club.
Lovely.
Thank you so much, Benders, mate. You're a legend.
Cheers, Benders.
Cheers, Benders.
Cheers, mate. See you, mate. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
So, Archie, now we're going to take some questions from the floor, reviewing the series and looking ahead to the future. As always, you've been sent in thousands and you've been kind enough to send them to me. And I picked some of the best ones out here. So, firstly, we've got...
I've got to say, Fred, a lot of the people are following me, and I've now got quite a lot of followers. Like, I could fill a stadium with the amount of people that are following me. It's quite incredible. And their banter is phenomenal, and I get so many questions, and I really would love to answer all of them, but I just haven't got the time. I really don't. I'm so busy in the business world doing podcasts that I haven't. So if I don't answer your questions, it's not because I don't want to. Well, sometimes it is I don't want to, because they're actually really mean and they're actually quite horrible to me. So there is if I haven't answered your question because you've been mean, that's one of the reasons. But the other time is I'm so busy. I'm so, so busy.
Well,
my state on my WhatsApp is I'm busy. Sums me up.
Well, let's try to do some now quickly, Arch. I've got a question from Benjamin Feingold here. What's going to be the first thing you do when lockdown ends?
Ha ha ha. Mate, I'm already pictured it. I'm gonna call up all the rubber boys. We're gonna do a pub crawl all the way through Clapham, head to Inferno's, and just lash it up. What else would you do?
Well, that's a very
stupid question.
One from Chris WG Sanders: best song to chant on the end of season lash.
Well, I quite like this new song I've been learning. So it's more lash. Do you see what I did there, Fred?
Yeah,
lash. But now I've done like more lash. That's what the whole of Clapham is singing right now. Just, we're going to get through these 3 weeks, then we're all going to be more lash.
So exciting.
More lash. I'm going to have a bit right now. I'm feeling it.
Well,
no point. It's just unnecessary calories. I'm not doing it. Sorry.
Well, mentioning unnecessary calories, you've got a lot of questions saying, how do you keep the chass in check on lockdown?
Easy. I'm still on my 600 calorie a day diet. It's easy to maintain because I'm not going out for client lunches or breakfasts or drinks. So, I'm just eating clean, working out hard, and, the summer chass is going to look so beautiful. This COVID-19 is going to produce my best summer bod since 2015, I think. It's quite incredible.
Another question here saying, what are some date ideas for Hinge, given that we're now in a lockdown?
Great idea. Sorry, not great idea. Great question. Can you ask me that again, Fred?
Sorry. Another one here, Arch, saying, what are some date ideas for Hinge, or other dating apps, I presume, given that we are now in lockdown?
Great question. It's all about being online. That's where I'm at 24/7. I'm online. Now, obviously, I'm doing business meetings, but I do make time in my busy schedule to have online dates. And I'm using Zoom. I'm using Skype. I'm FaceTiming. And, you know, I mentioned last week, it's great because you can put all these different filters on and, you know, it adds a bit of, you know, ba-ba-boom to the date.
Sure. Well, that's a very good answer. And the last one is, what would you rather? No coin, no chat, or a crap chat?
I get asked this question quite a lot, Fred. And I say the same thing. I'm not going to pick one because I have coin, I have chat, and I have a chat. So I don't need to pick one because I've got all three in abundance. So I'm not making that decision. That's like asking me, who would you rather shag, marry, or divorce? You know, Deborah Meaden, Melinda Messenger, or June Sarpong. I'm just shagging all three.
So Archie, obviously we could go on all day and night with the amount of questions you get sent in and the amount of people who want advice from you, but we simply don't have time. But I know that you want to do a couple of shout-outs before we end the show.
Yeah, Fred, I've got two shout-outs to end the season with. One is to long-time listener and big-time fan of the pod, Wiley2504. He's been in touch this week just to say how much he's enjoyed this season's podcast. And he also just wants to say that he's actually really enjoying COVID-19.
What?
A lot of his favorite restaurants have been closed down, stopping him eating out, and actually he's reaping the benefits. His chat is looking much, much better and less wobbly.
That's really good to hear. So,
you know, Wiley, just keep doing it. You know, I love the fact that people are finding the positives in this time. So, you know, just keep going. And Wiley, we're really hoping when we come back for season two, you know, we can help you, you know, try and find that special lady.
That's amazing to hear.
But the last shout out is the big shout out of the season. And it goes to a chap with an unbelievably strong name, David Stanley, Andrew Lofthouse.
Wow,
brilliant name. Obviously goes to a good school, goes to Wellington. Just wanted to shout him out. He was going to do an amazing cause to raise some seriously good coin for a cause which is very close to his heart, but unfortunately due to the coronavirus it's been cancelled. But David, we just want to say here on the Rigvis podcast, you're an absolute hero, mate. I'm about to send you a video with some seriously good chat. But yeah, you win our big shout out this season. Keep doing what you're doing, mate.
Congratulations.
Absolute legend. And yeah, well done. I'm going to a fairly good school, Wellington. You know, produces some fantastic rugby players.
That's really good. Well, Arch, I think that brings, you know, to an end an incredible season. Thank you so much for letting me in the door. And, you know, it's been wonderful to work with you over the last 10 episodes. And I'm looking forward
well.
To series
I've played
two.
Well.
You played very well.
That's it. That's what I need. If you just give me a bit of motivation, I play bloody well,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no, you have played really well. Just a couple of bits of housekeeping before we finish.
What's your highlight? What's been your highlight?
My highlight, it's really hard for me to choose. It was great to see Blazers again. I thought Flats was hilarious. All the guests have been wonderful. Great to just hear from Benders then. Popey, you know, he's only around the corner. I'm a big, big cricket and Surrey fan, so it's amazing. You know, hopefully we can do some net sessions after quarantine.
No, you're talking about what's your highlight from me?
What's
been
your
favourite bit of chat from me? Go on.
Oh, sorry. It's hard for me to pick a moment, mate, because it's just all so good. So
yeah, a lot of people say that. No worries. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, mate, thank you so much. Just a tiny bit of housekeeping before we finish. You can still buy the Rex caps. The link's in the bio below. And you can also still donate to Tom May's charity. He's still raising money for that incredible feat. And also, we'll put in a link for the charity and the incredible work, which Archie just mentioned as a big shout out for the series. But guys, if you can continue to share, like, and comment and ensure that people, you know, can listen to this podcast and be educated through Archie's wisdom, that'd be fantastic. We're taking a short break, aren't we, Arch?
Let's call it a mini gap here. We'll be back in sort of probably beginning of May, won't we now? But we have potentially got a little trick up our sleeve, haven't we? I've been working away with a few contacts, and might have a mid-season sort of special, mid-gap year special.
Yeah, so keep a firm eye on the Instagram account. Keep on supporting that. Obviously, you guys get your daily education and dopamine hit from that, and keep supporting the podcast. We'll continue to bring in the best guests from around the world and bring you the best in terms of entertainment.
Fred, what I would say is, I just want to take this moment to say to you, you've done a fairly good job. And if if you can improve next season, in season two, it's a big season for you, then, who knows, you might win an end of season award.
Well, that would be just incredible.
That'd no be worries. Amazing.
Well, mate, Archie, stay safe.
Yeah. Fred, I'll see you. Well,
I may see you 2 meters apart running around Clapham Common or something.
Yeah, you probably will. And actually, if anyone's about, I'm regularly on the common, just not like kicking the pill about. So I can do it with one other person. So, just get in contact.
And only once a day. Anyways, Archie, stay safe, mate. Listeners, stay safe as well. Thank you so much for all your support. And we'll see you soon.
Just great chat. Bye, mate.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.